Checka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 19:30, Johannesburg 17:29, Polokwane 16:32.
In Pretoria, on the N1 northbound in Centurion, there's a crash just before Boerter Avenue causing some serious backlog. And in Benoni, on the N12 westbound, there's been a fatal accident near Tom Jones Street. That road has been closed. Traffic's being diverted to Snake Road.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Themba Bavuma back to lead the Proteas in Sri Lanka Test Series, and Mother City fans to toast to Williams' 50th cap for Bafana.
In Gauteng, die LER vir Finansies en Ekonomiese Ontwikkeling, Lebogang Mahile, Suid-Afrikaners gevra om nie spaza-winkels namens buitelanders te registreer nie. Hy het die media toegespreek oor die provinsiese pogings om spaza-winkels te help registreer en om die winkels te help om te voldoen aan die nodige vereistes. Dit nou na die onlangse vlag voedselverwante gesondheidsprobleme en selfsterftes.
Many business owners are concerned that 21 days may not be sufficient. Some of the concerns include that shop owners may not have resources to travel to municipal offices to register as they rely on the money they make after selling the products. So delays with consent applications have also been cited. These are legitimate concerns that affect particularly micro enterprises.
En in Stilfontein het 'n mynreddingsspan in Buffelsfontein in Noordwes opgejaag of eerder opgedaag. Dit volg nou nadat die burgerregtegroep Society for the Protection of Our Constitution se Hooggeregshof aansoek uitgestel is na die groep eis dat basiese behoeftes aan mynwerkers daar wat al maande lank ondergronds is gegee moet word. Die woordvoerder van die polisiediens, Athlinda Mate, sê egter die polisie gaan nie afstand doen van hulle mandaat om misdaad teen te werk nie.
The rescue mission is unfolding. We do have the mine experts that are there at the mine and conducting the assessment.
Intussen sê die minister van infrastruktuur en openbare werke, Dean McPherson, dat ontwrigting op konstruksieterreine buitelandse beleggers afskrik. McPherson het vanoggend gepraat tydens die nasionale konstruksieberaad in Durban.
It may require that we work together for the greater good, and it will require that we work closely together with the private sector and the police to promptly identify and address issues on construction sites.
Dan in die Weskaap, die polisie het 'n soektog geloods na die verdagtes in die dood van 'n leerling in Ravensmead in Kaapstad. Die 14-jarige is vanoggend op pad skool toe doodgeskiet. Die polisiewoordvoerder in die provinsie Novella Patelwa sê drie ander is ook beseer.
Three teenagers were shot at by two armed men who alighted from a vehicle. A few meters from the one scene, a 55-year-old man was also shot at by the same gunman.
Dan naar die buitenland in Oekraïne is die landse begroting vandag goedgekeur en meer as 60% daarvan gaan na die verdediging en die weermag. Dis so wat 50 miljard Amerikaanse dollar. Rusland het intussen bevestig dat die land reeds Amerika se lang afstand missiele afgevuur het na Rusland se rigting toe. Die teiken was 'n militêre gebou op die grens. NAVO hou boonop ook militêre oefeninge in die Finlandse Arktiese waters wat ook heel wat nader is aan Rusland. Ek is Marlene Fischer, our top story this hour. Gauteng MEC for Finance and Economic Development, Lebogang Mahile, has condemned South Africans who register spaza shops on behalf of immigrants.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
It's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Time stood still. Just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life.